is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, it's Thursday, and we're breaking down the debate from last night. And unfortunately, there's not as much substance as we would like. Not as much substance as we would like because the moderators wasted our time asking inane questions, silly, stupid questions that the premise of which sounded like they were written by seventh graders. I mean, it was bad. It was. I worked for NBC News for a number of years. I would have been embarrassed if somebody from a small local market had behaved that poorly. These are allegedly national anchors. Those people were an embarrassment to themselves and to the once proud NBC Peacock. Of course, that same NBC Peacock gives us MSNBC, where hard work is now a racial term, apparently, and other really ridiculous assertions. So I guess, should we expect anything more from NBC at this point in 2015? And I guess maybe the answer is no, we should not. Maybe that's all there is. Maybe that's all we get out of the deal. We're going to get to Congressman Tim Walberg in 1 second here. But first, I would like Alex to tune up that Ted Cruz comment because I think that sets the tone for the conversation we're going to have with the Congressman about a couple of things. Ted Cruz called him right out. Said, what is this? This is not a cage match. Go ahead and roll that audio if you would.
Opposition to it show that you're not the kind of problem solver American voters want.
You know, let me say something at the outset. The questions that have asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
That's good right there. That underscores it right there. Marco Rubio later said, you know, the Democrats have the biggest super PAC there is called the mainstream media. And he's right. It was embarrassingly bad to watch that last night. Joining me now on the phone is Congressman Tim Walberg. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be back.
Now, I don't know if you had a chance to see some of it, all of it last night, but it was good to see not only Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, but Chris Christie also. I mean, they were asking him about fantasy football, and he says, we're $19 trillion in debt, and you're asking me about fantasy football. That's just embarrassing. I can't even call those people journalists at that point.
No, it was amazing. I saw all but the first half hour of it. I was impressed with the ability of each of our candidates who responded to the media and informed them that this was certainly not something the likes of which the Democrats were handled by. They were given softball questions. This was given last night gotcha questions, and questions trying to promote a fight amongst the candidates as opposed to get to the bottom of the issues. They should have been asking the first question, what are your strengths at the very least? What are the positions you hold? How do you think you can lead this country out of the slough of despond that we have right now? Those are the types of things that should have been there, but it's normally expected from the mainstream media that that's what's going to happen because as one of the candidates, I forget who it was, one of the candidates indicated that most of those journalists or commentators in the mainstream media are not supporting the Republican candidates. They'll be voting for the Democrat candidate.
Well, that's exactly true. Now, Chris Christie, in his response about fantasy football, said, listen, we're $19 trillion in debt. And he's right about that. But now apparently we're going to be a lot deeper in debt, Congressman, because we have passed a budget, apparently, that takes all spending limits off. The caps are gone. There is no spending limit anymore at $19 trillion, which means what? By the time Barack Obama leaves office, we'll be at $21 trillion in debt. First of all, how did you vote on this budget, and tell us why?
Well, I voted against it. I was one of the 167 Republicans who voted against it. Because, frankly, it didn't do what we needed to do, and that was continue to restrain the spending. I was willing to vote for a debt ceiling increase with a cap on it if we had component parts of the deal that kept us on track to balance our budget, to move forward, and to get away from deficit spending. That wasn't in there. There are also some other problems in that the crop insurance that we fought hard in Congress, on Ag Committee, and then in Congress to get in place so that agricultural industry could take care of themselves and we wouldn't be handing out direct payments anymore. That was hurt in this proposal. We also saw OSHA expanded in their abilities to levy fines. We don't need that. We need a partnership of, if anything is needed, from OSHA with business to say, here's
the... Let me ask you something. You bring something to mind there, Congressman, that's extremely important, that is becoming, you know, more and more prevalent. Okay, you've got OSHA, you've got the EPA, you've got other government agencies. And so let's talk about that for a moment, if we will. And OSHA and the EPA are two similar enough in this conversation to make my point. OSHA makes a rule, EPA makes a rule, right? They go out and make a rule of what's allowed. Let's use the EPA. They make an emissions rule, and a company violates the rule made by the EPA, and then the EPA comes in with their agents and says, you violated the rule, and therefore we're going to fine you, or we're going to shut you down, or we're going to, you know, run you through court. Here's my problem with it, Congressman, and correct me wherever I'm wrong here. The problem with that is the EPA was not elected. The EPA did not get the approval of my representatives, so the EPA makes rules, enforces rules, and prosecutes a violation of rules that have never been approved by any elected official. They are judge, they are the jury, they are the hangman, and that is not the way it's supposed to work. And I just say, what the hell is going on?
Well, I think as pointed out by several of the candidates last night, that big government fails. Government that's limited, government that is controlled by the people, works for the people, succeeds. We had that for a long part of our history. That has changed in the last 60 years or so, to the point that now government is in control, whether they know what they're doing or not. And we see that in the EPA. We see that in OSHA. I chair the subcommittee that has responsibility for OSHA, MSHA, which is mine safety, EEOC, and in numerous cases, each of those entities put regulations in place that go against the regulations of the other entity and puts business people in a bind of saying, if I do it this way, I violate EPA. If I do it this way or don't do it this way, then I violate the OSHA standards.
And hold on, I want to talk more about that. So hold your thought right there, Congressman, because this is really important. They create laws, they pass laws and enforce laws, all without my blessing or yours. So hold on, we'll be right back with Congressman Tim Walberg and talking more about this. It's a Thursday on the Steve Gerber Show.